Where's the mouse? Psst, where's the mouse?
Normally known for their mouse-hunting abilities, even cats have given up trying to control this plague.
Get a mouse! Get a mouse!
Dogs, too, are struggling to strike the right chord. But it's scenes like this that have farmers at a crisis point.
If this was a problem in Balmain, I'm sure it would have been fixed by now.
This is far bigger than anyone in the city can realise.
Wow.
The destruction is immense. From crops to hay bales, supermarket produce and machinery, the economic losses are devastating.
It's impacting their mental health, it's impacting the communities that they live in, it's impacting all facets of their life, well beyond just the agricultural loss and impact.
Farmers want a $25,000 rebate to help with the cost of baiting, which for some is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The proposal that I've read in media reports would cost anywhere between $600 and $700 million. I mean, after spending $4.5 billion in drought support, I don't have that money at my fingertips.
With conditions so favourable to breeding, even heading into winter, experts say they're still not sure how long the plague will last. After farmers raised concerns about the efficacy of baiting, the CSIRO investigated and found the amount of zinc phosphide in each dose was only about half the strength needed to be lethal.
We found that we only killed half the number of mice that we expected to kill.
Just this week, manufacturers have been given emergency approval to double the strength of bait products. But the damage may have already been done.
If they don't get a lethal dose and they don't die, they stop eating the bait straight away.
Farmers are hoping it's a silver bullet, especially before the traditional mouse breeding season in spring. Karen Thomas, ABC News, Sydney.